Hey, this is Rufus Teague, and all of us boys love listening to the Grilling Guys.
Rufus, how you been, brother?
He's a famous country artist.
Yes, he is.
Makes some barbecue sauce.
You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. You know, every once in a while, we have an opportunity to do something for a local charity, help them raise some money, take this microphone and blast out the message. As you all know, I'm on the committee that's helping organize the Laugh Fest. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But wanted to bring in a cause that our producer, Brian Fongers, is real involved with. Brian, tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity. Yeah, I work for the Muskegon Lumberjacks in Muskegon out of the United States Hockey League. And tonight we are doing the second annual Jacks Fight Cancer game. It's a great cause. All the proceeds from tonight's event will go towards the Johns and Family Cancer Center in Muskegon. And we're all going to be wearing purple shirts. The staff will, as well as the players, they're going to be wearing purple sweaters. And those will be auctioned off after the game.
Oh, cool.
And like I said, all the proceeds will go towards the Johns Family Cancer Center, and people will have an opportunity to wear some, you know, purple ribbons, and there's also a pink kayak that was donated by a local business that will also be silent auctioned off, and the proceeds will go towards that as well. So it's just a great cause. We're all the players will be playing for someone who has been affected by cancer. I will be calling the game in honor of my grandfather, who I lost 11 years ago to colon cancer. So, like I said, it's just a great cause, and second annual Jacks Fight Cancer game.
And what time does the game start?
The puck drop is at 7:15 tonight.
Okay, and if somebody wanted to go, where's the arena at?
The LC Walk Arena is in downtown Muskegon on the corner of Western Avenue and 4th Street. And like I said, great hockey to watch. These are young boys that you know, are hopefully moving on to the NHL or college ranks. So,
you know, I was just down there a couple weeks ago, and I was noticing, is the old portion the arena?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the new portion's what? Amenities and stuff like that?
Yes.
Locker rooms?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a nice complex. It's very nice.
It's been redone. Our owner has put in a lot of money to get that facility redone, and hopefully there's more additions on the way in the near future to the arena.
I was just impressed with downtown Muskegon in general. Mm-hmm. I'm blown away, actually.
It's on the bounce back.
It really looks good.
It's on the bounce back. They're adding new facilities out there and restaurants.
Nice hotel right out on the water with a big restaurant on
the Shoreline
it.
Inn.
Yeah.
That's top notch.
Really cool.
It's very top notch if you go in
Might
there.
Might be a reason to go downtown Muskegon there. See some
great place to get a grilled steak if you don't want to grill it yourself. So,
yeah,
absolutely. Good trip. Good. Get over there, support that. It's the Muskegon community is coming out to raise a little money for their local organization in cancer. So, grilling
like
guys are happy to get
the
behind
Griffins.
That.
I mean, it's a semi pro team, it's a farm team.
Yeah.
And a lot of good talents come out of Muskegon.
Absolutely.
Good culture for them.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks. So if you're not doing that, Bob, and we're not going to head over to Muskegon, you might be doing some cold weather grilling. The temperature is supposed to be half of what it is right now, 24 hours from now. So we recommend you get out on your grill today. But if you don't, you get out tomorrow to do it. Tell me a little bit about what kind of cold weather grilling tips that you got for us.
Well, I was out last night on my Tech Infrared, had some shish kebabs. It was mighty tasty. I've been marinating them for like days because I couldn't make them. But, you know, I love those shish kebabs, man. I'm just a freak for them. A little wild rice and had some Arcadia Russian Imperial Stout. It was an excellent combination. But cold weather grilling, yeah, it depends on your weapons. You know, what do you have for a grill?
Right.
What do you have for a grill?
So let's start out with a gas grill
because a lot of people have gas grills. With a basic gas grill, it's kind of lame. It's not working so good. It's a little weak. You can still make that work. Okay, put the grill in a place where you're going to block the wind. That's a big deal. Okay, buffet that thing. If you need to, you know, maybe you can get a little bit of an insulated cap for the top of it. Some kind of a fiberglass, like a water heater covers are good for this, but maybe something that will... You can slide over it as you're grilling to keep the heat in the thing if you're really struggling. They cost about $10.
So you're going to cover your grill while you're using it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not if it's really cold, if it's really windy,
it's not something the average guy would do, but you can, but make sure you buy a flame retardant or flame preventative.
Well, it's fiberglass insulation, it.
Right.
so it's it won't burn.
Yep.
The next thing is to, you know, to pick your entree accordingly. What are you going to grill? Are you want to do something really quick, get on and off? You know, do some nice light fish.
Right.
Do some thin pork chops.
Shrimp.
Do some pork steak. You know, do something thin, easy. You know, flat iron steaks. Something that you can get on and off. I wouldn't necessarily, if your grill's weak, I would maybe stay away from steaks because you want to sear them quick and you want to get on and off quick. Something that you're not going to torture, something very forgiving, like maybe chicken thighs, you know? Those are pretty safe.
Yeah.
And then the next thing is logistics, you know, can be the key to success because let's say you've got a northwest wind and you're totally exposed on your grill. Well, maybe you can roll it into an area where it's protected or buffeted so you can get that temperature up. Again, you're going to want to grill around 500 or 600 degrees for most items unless you're doing like beer butt chicken or something like that you're doing a 300-degree cook on,
right,
or something low and slow.
Yeah, so the difference is there is what we're really talking about is getting the grill hot and keeping it hot when the surroundings are cold, and it's going to take more fuel. It's going to take longer to get up to that temperature.
Don't do it in your garage.
But, yeah, that's exactly where I was going, is there's always the temptation to roll that thing into the garage. Now, I'm sure many of you guys have done this, and you didn't start your house on fire, but I'm just telling you, rule of thumb, bad idea.
You'll kill somebody.
Yeah, do not. You know, these things throw off carbon monoxide, especially if you do put it in your garage. Don't close the door.
You know, when I was at the Primo factory this week, I noticed that Primo has remote thermal sensors. So you can do a remote thermometer with a a monitor in the house and just keep your probe in your food outside and watch your temperatures from inside, not even go out. That's really a nice way to go, especially if you're doing a thicker, denser piece of meat that's going to take an hour or two.
Yeah, and those are the things like the iGrill or ThermoPen, I think, has one out now that is that way. But basically what you're looking at is it's an app on your phone, and there is a temperature probe. There's a unit that sits outside the grill on the shelf near your grill, and you run the probes in, and the probes sense the temperature of what you're cooking. The better ones have two probes. One is in what you're cooking, and the other one is in the air chamber space of the grill, so you can monitor what the temperature of the grill is and the temperature of the meat that you're cooking.
But the one I'm talking about actually has a monitor in the house. It doesn't talk to your phone. Okay. It's got a dedicated receiver, like a baby monitor. Same deal if you've ever used one of those. Same deal. You got a little walkie-talkie sitting in the kitchen with a reader on it, and it's going to show a gauge and analog or digital readout, and it'll tell you your temperatures.
Yeah.
And those, Maverick makes them for a lot of different menus. They make Primos. I know Maverick makes them for a lot of people, but they're about $80. Pretty nice. So you might not have an iPhone. You might not want a smartphone. You might want to just do a separate unit. That's cool, too.
Yeah, awesome. So those are great little gadgets and tricks to make that winter grilling just a little bit better for you. And coming up next, we're going to continue to talk about the right beers for the type of grilling that you're doing. And we're gonna prepare a warm meal for the ice if you're out there ice fishing like I'm doing. Might involve a little bit of that Youper food. So you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.